Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Chamber Channel's Five Questions podcast. This is the place where we take a deep dive with industry leaders for an inside look at their world and how they can make a difference in yours.
I bet you didn't know that South Carolina is the site of more Revolutionary War skirmishes than any place else in the country. In honor of the town of Hilton Head Island's 360-40 celebration, we invited the executive director of the Heritage Library Foundation, Barbara Canton-Acey, in our studio to talk about the island's pre-Civil War history and how locals can trace their roots. Let's listen. I first noticed on the island there is a marker when you're turning onto 278 from Matthews Drive, and it had Revolutionary War on it. And it's the first time I went, wait a minute, we do go back further than the Civil War. I mean, we all know about the shell rings, right, too, which are much, much older, but everyone doesn't really think of that. Tell me a little bit, Barb, about the history here before the Civil War, what was going on.
Okay, so basically we all know that, you know, if we're talking about the human history, it starts with the Native Americans, Yemisi the Cassabo, and of course the fact that the governor of South Carolina ran most of the Native Americans out of the state. But we had Native Americans, so if we go back to that 1500s, 1600s, early 1700s, we're talking about Native Americans, Spanish explorers, French explorers, and then, of course, the English explorers who came in and colonized. We'll hear more about the story of Santa Elena. Was that really the founding of America? But Hilton Head Island itself, remember, so, you know, we're a little island tucked away. So what actually happened? Well, obviously the Spanish explorers, and we had pirates. That's one of the fun things too that folks don't really understand. We had pirates because there's lots of little coves to hide in, and you had ships trading. So you had, you know, Charleston, some of the areas in Virginia, down in the islands into Florida. So there were ships to steal from. And so we had pirates too. So you saw that colonization start to start. I mean, that beginning of that colonization. And in the 1700s is when the island started to become English, Irish, still some Spanish. And I'll tell you a great story on the Spanish side in a minute, of plantations. So, but there were about 25 families on the island in the early 1700s that basically created the entire farmland. Understand, when we talk about plantations here, we're talking about big farms, okay, owned by very wealthy families who also owned land up and down the coast. So from Charleston, Edisto, inland, Savannah. So we weren't the main plantation. So we had much more of overseers here than families. We did have families here because obviously certain members of the family would be in charge of certain areas of land that the plantation, that the families owned. So we had some of those families were Bailey, Baldwin, Webb, Baynard, Stoney.
Those names you see.
The names you see everywhere. So that piece so that is basically what started. And obviously, as we approached the entire move to bring this country into its independence, the wealth that was here in the South actually funded much of the American Revolution. So when we think about the indigo, the cotton, all those things, they actually helped fund the American Revolution. As we look at the 250th anniversary of the American Revolution coming up, folks are going to start to know more and more about the role of Hilton Head and South Carolina. I come out of the Northeast. We grew up thinking that it was Paul Revere and Washington crossing the Delaware. That's what we knew. But more battles in the American Revolution were fought right here in South Carolina than anywhere else.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's fascinating.
It is. It's cool stuff. So you'll learn more and more about that. The South Carolina, so you've basically got a nationwide celebration of the American Revolution coming up. And so you've got the National Park Service, South Carolina Parks, Recreation, and Tourism, the 250th Commission for the state, and the Battleground Trust, all working together as part of this national piece. On a statewide basis, you'll see more and more start to happen with reenactments, tours, the storytelling of what went on, more focus on some of the people that were here and their contributions to that war. The Liberty Trail. I don't know, have you guys done anything on the Liberty Trail yet?
Not yet.
You do want to do something. So statewide, we have an app. And you basically get that app on your phone and you can go visit every American Revolutionary War site in the state, just about. It's a great little tour. You don't have to do it all at once, folks, but you'll see those sites and start to hear that story and really understand that period in South Carolina and in Hilton Head Island. So there's Zion Chapel of East Cemetery right here on the island is on the Liberty Trail.
Oh, wow.
So it is basically Zion Chapel of East Cemetery is where Baynard Mausoleum is. It's the oldest standing building on Hilton Head. And it was also where the Chapel of Ease was and the cemetery. So it is where the Planter families worshiped, obviously did, you know, burial services, but there's four grave markers for Revolutionary War patriots. So that's where you see that sign because now I'm going to.
There's a skirmish, wasn't I? Because we all go by it so fast we can't read it.
Right. Basically, what happened is that Charles Devant was out on patrol. Okay. And you also had a muster house. Okay. So you had that kind of, you know, that you had that military piece at that, because that was the center of town, the center of the island, kind of where everybody gathered. And so Charles Devant was ambushed and killed by the British who were out on Defusky.
Because that was pro-British, was it not?
Yes, it was. Yes. So you had Philip Martin Angel, who shot Charles Devant. And then, of course, his brother took a group over and returned the favor, let's say. We didn't see battles, Revolutionary War battles, but we saw skirmishes all around in the waters and things like that. But there were patriot families here on the island. And yes, they did some of their military service right here. But also, yeah, if you're in the military, you know you don't stay in one place. So they did move all over, but those families served and they served here. So it's kind of one of those great little spots to go and look at and really kind of understand that story.
Well, I think the Heritage Library is such a hidden gem that many people don't even know is here. I mean, USA Today actually named the Heritage Library one of the top 10 places in the world to research your roots. What's the mission of the library? What are you guys passionate about, and what's your mission?
Mission's basically twofold. Okay. The mission came together when the Hilton Head Genealogical Society and Hilton Head Historical Society kind of came together and created the Heritage Library. So the mission is twofold. We are about local history. Okay. We fight to preserve local history, tell the story, and we're the repository for local history. But we're also an ancestry research center. So what we do is we help folks find those family roots. We've got this incredible team of volunteers who will work with you if you get, you know, how do I get started? They're the folks who can tell you how to get started. I've kind of hit this brick wall. I don't know where to look. Okay. They're the folks who can help you kind of break through that brick wall and get there. They can help you organize it. They're also very good at documenting. The other piece that becomes really essential in that is that storytelling piece. So you have the great chart, you know, that shows your family tree and it's hanging on the wall, and that's lovely. But it's the stories behind those people that really make that difference. And that ancestry piece and that history piece tie together because whether you recognize it or not, we have all played a role in American history, world history, local history. If you look back at, you know, all the family members who served during World Wars, okay, the Revolutionary War, we still have folks locally who are descendants, not specifically here on Hilton Head. Some of them still own property, but Savannah and folks like and different that are descendants of the Webbs, the Kirks, the Baynards, the Stonies. And so this is a special place for them. And that ancestry research piece really kind of helps you establish that place and understand that story behind your family and how you all contributed. And it, you know, it's a great way to really kind of recognize your past by understanding what your family went through. I mean, folks who suddenly, you know, well, yeah, I don't know anything about my great grandmother. Well, okay, she left the farm and worked in a factory to help support the war mission in World War II. Wait a minute, she did that? Yeah, she did that. And when you find those stories, so there's lots of avenues to look through, and it's really kind of creating that entire family story that our volunteers help folks do.
We had Ahmaud Ward on as mm-hmm. a podcast as well with Mitchellville Freedom Project, and just the intertwining of the Gullah history of this island
right.
with the Civil War history, with I think we were talking as well about how the International African American Museum in Charleston, which is just open, that sort of resurgence and interest about history up and down the coast.
Right.
What do you think is the most surprising thing maybe people drive by or on Hilton Head Island that they might not be aware, or in Bluffton for that matter? This is an amazing piece of history that you don't even know is here.
Right. And I think the hard part is that a lot of things are behind things. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the library owns two historic sites, Zion Chapel of East Cemetery. It's right there on the corner of 278 and Matthews Drive. Yeah, if you're driving on the island, you really can't miss it. Okay. But we also own Fort Mitchell, tucked away in Hilton Head Plantation. Yes, you can go and see it. The very lovely folks at Hilton Head Plantation will certainly allow you to drive through and see the fort. And we do tours out there. But it's really looking beyond some of the obvious, lots of little cemeteries all over the place. Fort Howell, okay? You know, Mitchellville, until we really started to delve into that history, that little piece of our history was just kind of sitting there, okay? Fort Walker, the steam gun in Port Royal, the Stony Baynard ruins. So a lot of folks who, if you're in Sea Pines and you're visiting or you're living, you hear about living there, you hear about the Stony Baynard ruins. But if you're, you know, in Palmetto Dunes and you're there for golf, you know, you might not hear about it, but you really should make the effort to go and see it because it's very, very interesting. Talbert Oak, there's just so many things. The nature preserves, a lot of what you see in those nature preserves, the shell rings, okay? That's all. It gives you that entire timeline. We get requests all the time. Well, don't you think we should build a history trail? We have it.
It's here.
We have it. And it's just making sure that we let folks know that it's here. But it is an incredibly rich history. And, you know, when you brought up Mitchellville, that family piece again, and really understanding the incredible resilience and dignity that the Gullah families have brought to our history and their, you know, and their history, okay, their individual family histories and what it meant to island history. It is such an incredibly moving story. And the art, the music, the storytelling, it's just, and it's here. And, you know, coming from the Northeast, I didn't know what Gullah was. I didn't have a clue. Learning about it once I got here was one of the great adventures of living here. And yes, you can do that when you're visiting too. It's just a great adventure to add to your vacation.
What I love about Hilton Head as well is that there's that reverence for the environment we've always mm-hmm. had and we're known for, but there is a reverence for the history. You know, I have visiting writers here or other people or visitors, like, where is the history? I tell people, you know, we have an incredibly rich history. We don't have a lot of standing history.
Right.
This is, and I love the fact that, thanks in part to definitely the Heritage Library and what you do, is there hasn't been a Disneyfication mm-hmm. of the history of this island, which is, I think, the most respectful thing. I love the fact that my kids played at a ball field where there might be, you know, ruins of one of the plantations. It's just part of life. I live on Fort Howell Drive.
Right.
Pays homage to the fort that is right down the street from my house. So we just live in it. We are immersed in it all the time. Right. What do you want people to take away in terms of the Heritage Library and how they can utilize it? What are the resources available?
I really want folks to come in and see us. We are, you know, we are a little tiny place, okay? But there's some power there. Again, one of the interesting things that we're starting to see more and more of is folks who come in who have come here to live, but suddenly there's an interest in what was here before me. So they're coming in to review historic maps and then reading the stories of the landowners. And, you know, we have some great stories. We started to digitize some of the old interviews that were done with Native Islanders back when Coastal Discovery was the museum of Hilton Head Island. Okay. Now, they're not the most professional interviews because they were all done by high school students. But you get this incredible sense of what this island was like in the 50s and into the early 60s. And you hear it from the words of these folks. We're going to get them digitized, whether or not we can get them edited to, you know, but they're still an interesting listen, okay? Those are the things you find with us. And of course, then that piece too, Come and Find Your History. We did a great piece with a gentleman by the name of Colonel Lamont Wells. We started doing these Our Storied Island videos that are up on the website, you know, that we promote. And we were trying to figure out, you know, promoting history through video, really easy thing to do, okay? But that family history piece, how do we do it? So we took a page from the PBS book. And Colonel Wells lives in Virginia, happens to be the dad of the best friend of Sean Scanlon, who is our video producer. They're at dinner one night and Sean's talking to them and he's saying, yeah, we're kind of looking for somebody who's willing to kind of let them dig through their family and then hear all this. And Colonel Wells goes, I'll do it. And we went, really? Talked to him. He said, yeah, no problem. And I said, look, yeah, we're not going to put anything out there that you haven't approved or anything like that. So a team of three of our volunteers started digging into Colonel Wells' family. You know, information was exchanged. They talked to each other, all these things. So one day, the three of them come walking into my office and they're standing in front of my desk. And they look like three cats who have the canary. Okay. And I went, tell me what's up. And they went, one of Colonel Wells' relatives enlisted in the U.S. Colored Troops on Hilton Head. I went, no way. Wow. Now, we knew he had family in Charleston. So we had a relative who escaped Charleston and enlisted in the U.S. Colored Troops. He had no clue. And he didn't have a clue until we told him. While we were shooting. So those are the kind of things that when you come and visit us, you know, you never know what you're going to find.
You never know.
And we had a great opportunity because we got to, well, first of all, we got to tell them the news. And then, of course, we took them out to Mitchellville and we took them out to Fort Howell. And he suddenly discovered, you know, hey, I know something that I thought I knew. But now there's actually some documentation around it. And he actually called the day after we shot and said, can I come back in and shoot some more? Yeah, because we don't, of course you can. Yeah, we're not going to tell you no, because you just gave us this incredible amount, you know, of video. Because he had that time to let it all sink in and then talk about it. And that's kind of one of those things, understanding that history and really seeing what it means to you and why it's relevant. And that family piece, because again, it gives you that sense of place, even if that place isn't Hilton Head. We couldn't have been luckier on that, you know, on that first shoot. Everybody's going, you need to do another one of these videos. I'm like, I don't know. We're not going to get that lucky again. But, you know, so when you come to us, you find your place in our place. And that's what we're about.
Wow. That's amazing. I think people don't even know what's there. And so where can people go for more information? Is there a website? Is there a YouTube channel? Is there social media? Where can they go?
Of course. Yeah. Of course. First of all, come in.
Yeah.
Physically come in. But also look at our website. Okay. Lots of stuff going on the website. Lots of content. There's an entire project that was done on the Reconstruction era, the colonial era. There is mountains of information on our website. Visit our sites, but also don't forget about our partners, okay? None of us in that history culture world here operate as a silo. So you'll find information on Mitchellville, but please go to Mitchellville because you will learn things that we may not have. Go to the Land Trust. Go to Gullah Museum. Part of the bigger tapestry. We are all connected. But yes, visit the website. Lots and lots of stuff on the website. Lots and lots of content. Facebook. We're about to launch something all new on Facebook. Not going to tell you what it is, but you do need to watch.
We're going
to
find out.
You will find out in the next 2 weeks or so. Instagram, Facebook, you know, all the normal avenues. The video stories are on our website. They're on YouTube, you know, all that fun stuff. But, you know, start by coming in. Start by coming in, and then we'll let you branch out to all the other things. And, you know, we'll be glad to share what any information that we have.
Well, count me in, Barb. Mm-hmm. It's been great chatting with you. If you haven't made it to Heritage Library, get out there. We're thrilled to celebrate history with you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. The podcast continues to grow, and never miss an episode of our 5 Questions podcast by subscribing to the Chamber Channel on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Take a moment to download, subscribe, and leave us a review. It helps us reach more people.